Morena e te whānau, ko te mihi tuatahi ki te atua, nāna nei, nā mea katoa I hanga. Good morning, family. First acknowledgement to God who made all things. He honore, he kororia ki te ariki, ihu karahi. Honour and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today we actually are kicking off a three-week series on mission called Salt and Light, and I'm just going to kind of give a bit of an overview of that before we run into it. It's kind of mission global, mission local, mission as a lifestyle, not necessarily in that order. It's kind of more like a smorgasbord or a buffet of engagement and reflecting on mission. Interestingly, you know, the word mission is actually not really used that much in the Bible, but in Christian culture, it is actually a word that's used a lot to kind of describe God's call to do his kingdom work, God sending us out to do his kingdom work here on earth. And so we're going to look at that for the next 3 weeks. It's less of a sermon series and more of an engagement series. So we're going to be talking with people, interviews, watching some videos, kind of getting a bit of a big picture of other people who are being salt and light in different places, in New Zealand, around the world, and self-reflecting. You know, what does that mean for us? You know, what does it mean to be salt and light in the places that God's called us and sent us? So to be honest, I'm a little bit excited about it, and we've got some cool things coming up in the next few weeks, which we'll introduce you to progressively. But just one thing for our live audience, this anyone who's watching at the moment, after this introduction, we're going to be stopping the live stream for about approximately 30 minutes, just due to the global mission content and stories of our service today. And then the live stream will start up again with the final worship and prayer. We won't be doing that every week, but today we will be. So just so you're aware of that. So Jesus said many things, and I'm sure you could probably quote some of them, but it's undeniable that he has kind of empowered us and sent us out to kind of continue the work of the Father here on earth. Amen? I mean, here's a few things that you'll probably be familiar with. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you believe that? Yeah. He also said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will receive the gift of eternal life. Do you believe that? Yeah. And have you actually ever thought about the fact that there are people out there that have not actually ever heard about Jesus? Actually haven't heard the good news of Jesus. In the last year, I have crossed paths with people who have not heard the good news about Jesus. Have you thought about the fact that not everyone believes that? Does it motivate you? Because if you believe that I am the way, well, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, it has to motivate you a little bit when you realize that not everybody actually has come to faith and relationship with Jesus. Does that motivate you? Yeah, and you know what's so interesting? You know, on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. So the work of Christ when he came, it was finished. It was a complete work. But the work of the Holy Spirit in and through his people has not finished and continues, which is why after the resurrection, what did Jesus also say? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, what? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've taught you, and surely I'll be with you to the very end of the age. There's work to do. We are the co-workers. We are the workers. We are empowered through God with us to be his hands and feet. And if that doesn't even convince you, or maybe you're not completely sold on that, I mean, Paul kind of states it very clearly in one of his letters. He says this. He goes, you know, how can they believe in who they have not heard? How can they believe in who they have not heard? How can they call? No, I actually quoted that wrong suddenly. How can they call on the one they have not heard? How can they believe in the one that they have not heard? How can they hear unless someone is sent to preach to them? How can they actually believe unless someone preaches to them? I'm actually going to quote that to you because I'm getting it all a bit twisted and it's really good. So that I don't get you all muddled. How can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? How can anyone preach unless they're sent? Yeah? So today, we're going to reflect a little bit on mission, and this is going to be overflowing for the next 3 weeks. We're co-heirs. We inherit the kingdom. We're children of God through faith in Jesus. But what else are we? We're co-workers. We're servants, because there's work to do. Let's look at one more scripture that captures the theme of this series before we go a little bit further. We can read it together. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Why have we chosen that to kind of be the theme for this mission series? I love it. It's a metaphor, salt and light. It's a metaphor, isn't it? So what does salt do? Well, it preserves and protects food. It influences and enhances flavor. What does light do? Shows you the way, exposes what's hidden. Light brings life. What are we to do as followers of Christ? What are we to do? We're to preserve and protect what is good in this world. We are to enhance and draw out the truth of this created world that God has created. We are the light of the world because the light of Christ is in us. We are to show people the way to the Father. We are to expose what is hidden and is not good. We're to bring life through our words and deed. And by that, people will know that we are his disciples. Amen? So we're going to reflect on people who are being salt and light in different places and in different ways over the next few weeks. Very soon, we're going to interview a couple who's living in a different part of the world. Actually, they're here in New Zealand at the moment, so we've got a face-to-face interview about how they are being salt and light and how God is working through them.